Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening today. So on today's show, we are going to just talk about this really fun summer activity that's going to be going on. I'm not going to tell you any secrets yet until I introduce both of my guests. My first guest is Amanda Masters. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to
be here.
Right? Drum up some interest and, be here with you.
Yeah, great. And then because Amanda's been on the show before, but we have a new guest, and it's Jess Chera.
Yes.
I got it.
you got it.
Yes, we were practicing. So welcome, Jess. And you, and I maybe didn't mention, Amanda works for the Cooperage, and so does Jess, correct?
Correct, yes. I am, like, newer to the Cooperage this past coming year and working on some of the youth programming there.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda, you're the youth program manager, correct?
Correct.
And how long have you been at the Cooperage?
I started as a volunteer, just occasional volunteer in 2016, and I have been with the Cooperage ever since.
Yes.
And have increased my amount of hours, and now I'm full-time.
That's awesome.
So,
that is so cool.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, before we start, since you're both from the Cooperage and our event, what's the event that we're going to talk about today?
The main event that we want the world to know about is a Wayne Tomorrow-led activity, of which the Cooperage Project and the hospital are members. And this is a summer scavenger hunt for families. Families of any size, even if you're a family of one.
Right.
It's an all-digital scavenger hunt that's going to send you to free and low-cost locations all over Wayne County. Some, familiar favorites, but hopefully also some hidden gems and some new places just designed to give families things to do and get to know what's available, places that you'll want to return to.
Right.
And we've got opening and closing events, so we want to share that info with you, too.
Right, and we're going to get to those, too. But a little bit back, so you mentioned Wayne Tomorrow, that the hospital is part of, the Cooperage, where both of you work, is part of. Do you want to tell our listeners kind of what is Wayne Tomorrow? I know, and both you and I, we're on the Health and Wellness Task Force together, so I think we may both answer the question together, right?
Yeah.
So a little bit about Wayne Tomorrow, right, overall.
Yeah, I joined Wayne Tomorrow at first really just to get to know more about Wayne County and what was happening at large. This is a collaborative entity that really anyone can be a part of. It was started by the commissioners. So we have representatives from lots of different human service and county agencies. We have the hospital, nonprofits like the Cooperage Project, some businesses, individuals, and it's a monthly opportunity to collaborate. So it's like a big picture, but also action-oriented group to look at things that affect everyone who lives in the area and figure out how can we together, like, really build a strong community.
Right, because, like we mentioned, both Amanda and I on the Health and Wellness Task Force, but Wayne Tomorrow has four other task forces. There's agricultural, there's housing, transportation, and community hubs. And again, the Wayne Tomorrow idea spent off the Wayne County Comprehensive Plan, which is done every 10 years, which is in the current process. By next year, the new plan is going to be out. But that's a result of the Wayne Tomorrow. So I've been on Wayne Tomorrow for 5 years. Amanda,
We're like 1 year.
Yes, yes, but still. And we work together under the Health and Wellness Task Force. If anyone's interested in knowing more about it, the big Wayne Tomorrow group, we call it the Community Impact Network group. We meet the first Friday of every month, usually at the Park Street Complex with a Zoom option. But Mickey Yusup is the coordinator, and she sends all the messages out and the emails and the information. So if anyone wants to know more about Wayne Tomorrow, you can just contact her, or you can contact me and I can send you her information.
There's also a pretty extensive Wayne Tomorrow website that has a lot of resources and pulls together and shares what the groups are working on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and again, it's just a way for agency, organizations, businesses, community members to come together and make those positive changes in our community that benefits every single resident of Wayne County.
And right? It's pretty, in the time that I've been attending the meetings, I've learned that we actually, our state government of Pennsylvania is aware of Wayne Tomorrow and has sent reps to sit in or Zoom in and see how is Wayne County doing what we do.
Right.
Because not only for rural areas, but even more urban areas, you know, we're kind of developing an effective model for how we get all of these different public and private entities in the community on the same page and working toward really big goals that are super important, like housing and transportation, and making a difference. So I think it's a unique and very cool thing that we've got going here.
Yes. And so it is. So again, like Amanda said, visit the website. It's, you know, you go to Wayne County, PA, and you look for Wayne Tomorrow, and you can click on that tab and you can visit the website. And there's so much on there, especially what we're going to talk about today, the summer scavenger hunt, correct?
That's right. So you can find it by the Wayne Tomorrow website. You can find it hopefully showing up on your social media feeds from different channels. And you can look for our posters around town where you'll find, not around town, but around the county, where you have a QR code that will send you to the Wayne Tomorrow website, where you'll find a list of locations that you're invited to come explore. And it's everything from public parks to some important community resources like the Urgent Care Center. Good to know where that is in the summertime.
Right. We don't want you actually probably to be a patient there, but definitely go and just visit in case. To see where it is.
Yep.
But you need to go.
And then also some sort of like hidden little businesses and fun spots that you might not realize are right up the road. And then for the scavenger hunt to play, all you have to do is take a family selfie or get someone the old fashioned way to take your photo at the location and do this throughout the summer. We've got a hashtag that you can tag Wayne Tomorrow in and kind of spread the word. And then at the end of the summer, on July 29th, we're going to be hosting an ice cream social. Honesdale Rotary is helping us pull this event together. Everyone's welcome, whether you've played the scavenger hunt or not. But if you have, there'll be a booth where you can show us your photos. And for each 5 locations you have visited, we're going to give you a raffle ticket that you can use to enter to win gift cards to go to dinner as a family, keep the family fun going to various places around the area.
Mm-hmm. But Jess, right? Because that's our closing ceremony and our big celebration.
And our incentive to play.
Exactly. There is going to be a kickoff event, right? Can you tell our listeners where, when, and how that's going to work?
Absolutely. It's going to be a kickoff kind of like summer fun party. It's going to be next Tuesday, June 13th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Cooperage. Hopefully, nice weather pending. We will be outside, but we may move it inside, depending. So we will have it rain or shine, and it's going to be family friendly. So you can bring anybody and everybody to come. We are going to have some music, some snacks. There'll be some craft activities for all ages. And then we're going to have some games that you can play as a family and kind of just have a good time for those couple of hours. Also, we will be the first spot or one of the spots that you will be able to take your first selfie. We'll have a fun little setup there that you can take your first selfie and start the kickoff of your scavenger hunt. So we're super excited, but the biggest thing that is going to be fun that night that you'll be able to do just by stopping by, and you don't have to be present to win, will be you'll be entered into a family pool pass for the summer to the Honesdale Pool. A raffle. Sorry. Entered to win it.
If so, we only have one ticket per family, right?
Yes. One ticket per family, but it's a family of 4 will be entered to win. And if you win that, you get free entrance into the Honesdale Pool all summer long. So along with all the other fun family stuff that you can do, you'll get that entry into that. So,
and you don't have to stay the whole 2 hours. You can, if you'd like to, we'd love to see you, but you can also just pop in and, you know, take that first selfie, get yourself started on the scavenger hunt, mm-hmm. eat a bag of popcorn and, you know, enter the raffle. We want to just help everybody sort of transition out of school into summer in a fun way.
Right, and that's what's so much fun, you know, planning this summer scavenger hunt is they can kind of do it on their own time, right?
Yeah.
They can find out a lot about it on next Tuesday on June 13th at the Cooperage from 4 to 6. But if you, for some reason they can't get there, you know, they can go online. But this is something that lasts till July 29th, correct?
Yep, all summer long. And there's places to go inside, there's tours, there's museums. So, you know, on a rainy day, if you're at your wit's end with everybody in the house, you know, think of the scavenger hunt because we've got indoor and outdoor spots. It's for fun. And I think we'll be probably pretty generous with those selfie locations. The idea is just to help support families of all sizes to spend some time together and take advantage of all the amazing things that we've got right here in our backyards.
Right, because, you know, this is coming in part from Wayne Tomorrow, but especially the Health and Wellness Task Force, which, again, you know, Amanda and I are both part of, and we're very proud to be part of. Because, you know, we think of health and wellness that, you know, yes, we want you to see your doctors. We want to make sure you get medical care. We want you to eat healthy. But, you know, family time is so important for health and wellness. Getting out there in the outdoors, maybe not this past week with, unfortunately, all the smoke out there, but to use caution. But, you know, to get out there and do family things. And it doesn't require you to be there every day, right? Like,
yeah.
You could do stuff on the weekends or one night during the week or, you know, on a Sunday afternoon if you have some free time to go out and visit some of these places.
And I think the scavenger hunt I've found with my own family, when we do something like this, it makes what could be a pretty ordinary
day, right?
Day or trip to a park into something a little more special. And that specialness, you know, which has cost no money or even effort really, just puts sort of like some sparkle on that little trip that makes it more of a, you know, a positive lasting memory that we share.
Right. And, you know, we have a lot of these locations listed on the website, correct?
Yep.
There's a ton. And, you know, if there's one that, you know, maybe there is a fun park by you that we're not aware of, right? They can always take a family selfie in front of that sign, and I'm sure will be a little bit acceptable for
We actually have an explorer challenge on the list, which is to show us a new spot. And, you know, if we make this an annual event, that might make the list next year.
Right.
And unless you want to keep it as a hidden secret.
Without sharing it with the whole community out there. You know, if that's that quiet little spot and you don't want all Wake County to show up, we get that. We understand that, right? So, and then the social, like we talked about, is going to be on July 29th, which we'll let people know.
Yep. There'll be lots of info on the website as that comes together.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just say if someone can't be there June 13th, they can still start their scavenger hunt on June 20th, right?
And the site is live, so you could start today, actually.
Absolutely.
But stop by the Cooperage on June 13th between 4 and 6 anytime in there if you're able. Have some fun, say hey, take some selfies, and enter that raffle for a pool pass because the heat is coming.
Yes, it is. And it will be here. It will be here. And again, you know, it's a great opportunity to see what the Cooperage Project is all about, which both of you work for the Cooperage, which does many youth programs for our community. Kind of like this is a fun one for the summertime because you do a lot during the school year, right? The pop-up club is just one of them.
And we've got our first summer half-day summer camps this year as well. So we're going to be busy in a new way this summer.
We also have a young artisans market coming up for the Honesdale sidewalk sale days. So the grown-ups get the sidewalks down to the other end of the street, and we will be camped out in the Cooperage Pocket Park with all of the kids having fun selling their wares.
Yeah. The adults with the money should stop by the Cooperage and shop the Young Artisans Market, where kids up to age 18 are going to be selling their creations.
Yeah.
How exciting.
We're very excited. I'm excited to shop there.
I learn something new from my guests all the time when they come on the show. And, I mean, Jess and I really just met, but Amanda and I see each other or talk to each other at least a couple of times a week. And I always love to hear something new that's going on in our community.
Well, it's been awesome. It's been lovely to be here with you, Carol.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely.
Yes, Jess, Amanda, thank you so much for joining on the show.
Thank you.
And again, yes, you can re-listen to the show at WMH.org on Monday morning, right after this airs. But again, visit the website, Wayne Tomorrow, to get this information. Also check out probably the Cooperage website, their Facebook page. It's going to be posted on there. If you get it on your Facebook page, please share it around the whole community. Anyone's welcome. Visitors are welcome that are up here for the summertime, yep. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way to show off what we have here
right.
in Wayne County.
Right. We want families to really participate and just have a great summertime.
Yes.
So ladies, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And again, this is Carol Kinnear. I want to thank you for joining me and have a great day.